And I think that's where people miss it at, is because they don't understand how much, you know, or how just as important they are as the preacher are, or as the ministers are, and as the leaders are. We're not here to be idolized, right? I've talked about this many times on the podcast, on In the Word videos, Eat Up Mondays videos, that we are here to serve. It's all through the Bible. We were given to you as a gift to help you to get to the place where it is that God wants you to be, to fulfill your purpose that God has for you, and to ultimately get home to live eternally with God. Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the podcast. I pray that you guys are all doing well. Listen, this week on the podcast, I want to go back and address a person that I talked about a couple years ago. I believe it was actually in July 2022. I had talked about a pastor from New York who had got robbed live during church service. Now, at the time when this happened, and I addressed it and I talked about it, I don't even think that I mentioned this person's name on the podcast, because I was really more focused on the events that happened, you know, how somebody could just come up in the church during a service and rob the pastor, you know, pull, you know, have guns pulled, everybody in the church frightened. And that was really more of my focus at the time, because at the time, a lot of stuff like that was happening. You know, people were running in the church, shooting up the church, you know, and that's not, you know, anything that's like unfamiliar or something that's new. But at that time, it seemed like it was happening a lot. So I just was kind of more or less talking about it from that standpoint. I didn't really mention much about the preacher, didn't really know a whole bunch about the preacher. But obviously, after this event happened, you know, we start getting more information on now, you know, I will say his name, on Bishop Lamar Whitehead, the pastor that was robbed at that particular service. And after this happened, we start hearing about possible, you know, possibly him defrauding people, taking advantage of people. And obviously, when you watch the service and you start to hear about the stories of how much jewelry he was wearing, you kind of see what attracted these individuals into the church. And that still doesn't mean that what they did was right, because remember, there still were people there that, you know, were coming for service, was coming for, you know, possibly the right reasons. And because of this individual's lifestyle or the things that he had, it attracted these individuals into the service and it kind of put their lives in danger. And not to say that if he didn't have that jewelry on, or if he wasn't driving all of those different cars that he was driving, that these individuals wouldn't have ran in there. But more than likely, this is the reason why, because of his flashy lifestyle. And I wanted to talk a little bit about him today in that situation, because we see now, a couple weeks ago, that he was convicted of two counts of wire fraud, one count of attempted wire fraud, and one count of attempted extortion. So the rumors that was coming out at that time have come out to be true. Now, I didn't follow a whole lot behind this guy, but I did, after he got robbed, did watch a couple of his videos, and definitely, you know, he was, you know, being very flamboyant, showing off his different possessions. And he even was threatening to fight other individuals that had something to say about the robbery. And then, you know, he also, I watched a video where he was on with some other, I guess, preachers. And man, he cussed his lady out and talked all crazy about her. And so from just those events after he had got robbed, to me, for many people, that should have been a red flag, right? To me, those people that were in his congregation, that should have been a red flag. Like, listen, this may not be the person that we want. This isn't the person that we want to follow, because first of all, they're running up in the church, they're robbing him, they got us at gunpoint. Now we see the videos, and some of them probably already knew he was doing these things and talking crazy. But this is the type of stuff that I'm constantly talking about when it comes to idolizing, you know, people that are calling themselves pastors and ministers. Like, you got to be real careful with those types of things. And a lot of times people idolize these people because of the lifestyles that they're living, because of the things that they have, because they're promising you that if you keep following them and listen to what they say, that you can have these things too. And that a lot of times is where the problem comes in. And that's why I can't wait to talk about 1 Corinthians 12. We're going to be doing that on the YouTube channel. And it's going to talk about spiritual gifts. And it's going to, Paul's going to talk about how we are all members of the body and why we all are important. And I think that's where people miss it at, is because they don't understand how much, you know, or how just as important they are as the preacher are, or as the ministers are, and as the leaders are. We are not here to be idolized, right? I've talked about this many times on the podcast, on In the Word videos, Eat Up Mondays videos, that we are here to serve. It's all through the Bible. We were given to you as a gift to help you to get to the place where it is that God wants you to be, to fulfill your purpose that God has for you, and to ultimately get home to live eternally with God. But when people don't understand how important they are, you know, in the part that they play in this body, this is how these type of individuals are able to take advantage of them. And I'm just here to encourage you, like, listen, a lot of times the signs are there, the red flags are there. As soon as I looked at a couple of pieces of footage of this guy, social media content, I saw immediately, like, listen, this isn't going to be the guy that you want to follow. Now, I didn't make any more videos about him until now because I'm not really into that, right? Even though I seen him acting crazy and wildin', I didn't feel compelled to go, you know, or to come back and make a video about all he was doing and this and that, because that's not really what I do here on the channel. But the reason why I'm addressing this now and talking about it again is because I talked about the original robbery, and I felt that it only be right that I highlight some of these things that we saw with this individual now, especially being that he was convicted. Like, those red flags are there, guys. These things are happening because God is allowing you to see them, to say, listen, something's not right here. Remember, not too long ago, I did a video on this channel and on the podcast where I talked about, listen, some of you are going to be held accountable for being deceived, right? Because God will give you red flags. He will show you signs. And if you stick and stay in these places, you're going to have some accountability as well. Yes, that individual is going to be held accountable. We see that with this guy, Lamar Whitehead, now, right? We see that happening now. But those that stayed, those that saw the signs, those that ignored it like it wasn't there, that's going to be a problem for you as well, because that's God showing you, get your hat and get your coat and get out of there. And there's so many different things that happened with this guy. And it was so much confusion that was going on at the church. There was an incident where two ladies showed up, and I think they were trying to like record or film their podcast while he had service going on. And look, I'm not a fan of that either. Like, you know, I'm not a fan of people coming in the church, disrupting the service and so on and so forth. But because of who this guy was and the energy that he attracted, these were the types of things that was happening. Am I saying that a pastor that's focused really on God and you know, focused on sharing the word, this can't happen to? Of course, somebody can come in and try to record them and do a whole bunch of stuff. But long story short, it turned into a big mess. I think one of the ladies started walking up to the pulpit, calling herself praying, and he said he felt threatened that she got near his wife. And I think he grabbed the lady up to the point of where he had, like, you know, I guess from his nails, it like cut her neck, and she was bleeding. The police had to come. So, like, all of these types of things that we see happening, you know, that's going on in this church, those were red flags. Those were opportunities for people to say, listen, it's time for me to get out of here. Now, once again, I did not follow him up until this point of where he was indicted. So I don't even know if he was still having services or whatever have you. But if he was, and people were still going to those services, that is sad. People, we have to open up our eyes. We have to stop idolizing these people that are calling themselves preachers and pastors and bishops and apostles and whatever have you. If they're not giving you the word, if everything is about them, if everything is about stuff we're constantly telling on this channel, that that's not what it's about. Is stuff bad in itself? Is money bad in itself? Absolutely not. The Bible is very clear. The love of money, right, is the root of all kinds of evil. That word love there means the worship of it when you put it in the place of God. We need money to pay our bills. We need money to bless other people. So that's not, money isn't the issue in itself. Money isn't bad in itself. If you sat tons of money here on this table. It's not going to bother anybody. It'll sit there for years, right? But it's the people that will start lusting after it and wanting it that will start to come up with schemes and plans on how to get that from you or whoever else is around, right? That's where the problem comes in. So it's not the money itself. So I'm not speaking against having or doing for yourself business, none of that. But what I am saying is, when we come into places of worship, when we come into the house of prayer and the word isn't the main focus, the word isn't what we're focused on, that we're talking about stuff and all of these, everything else but Jesus, then that is a problem. But I wanted to just share with you guys, like, listen, the flags a lot of times are there, right? This isn't even about Lamar Whitehead, right? The seeds he planted, that's what he reaped, right? Look, he was robbing people, taking advantage of people. Somebody physically runs into church and rob them. And at the time, I also talked about how some people thought it was a possibility that this robbery was fake. Like, this, how much this guy, people that knew him, didn't trust him. But it ended up being real, because if I'm not mistaken, some of these individuals have been arrested and I think even convicted. So it was a real robbery. But this is how much they didn't trust this guy. Like, those that knew him, I didn't know anything about this guy, but evidently a lot of people did. So I just wanted to encourage you guys, listen, follow behind everyone, including myself, with the word. Make sure when we're talking to you from a biblical standpoint, right? We're talking to you from the words of the Lord, because if not, you're going to be taken advantage of. If not, you're going to follow behind people that can possibly get you hurt, possibly get you killed, either physically or spiritually. We saw it with Jim Jones. Listen, we could have saw it with Lamar Whitehead, right? What if these guys started, you know, what if these guys got crazy in there and just started shooting people? We just don't know. And this is why you have to be careful with who you follow. So I just wanted to encourage you guys, pay attention to the red flags. Don't be ignorant to these things. The signs are there. God will always give you a sign. He will always let you know when something is not right, if that's what you desire, to follow truth. But if you don't, he will allow you to continually be deceived, because you know what? You're not focusing on him. You're focusing on this person. You're focusing on what they're saying and everything good they're saying about you and what God getting ready to do for you. All the while, unfortunately, there's a blind devotion there. That's what we talk about all the time, a blind devotion. You can't have a blind devotion to these individuals, because that's when they will lead you into a ditch with themselves. But know that I love you guys. Know that I appreciate you guys. I'm just here to encourage you guys to open your eyes to the things that the enemy is going to try to use to deceive you, and to open your eyes to how beautifully it is to just follow the word. Just follow what the words say, right? And God will do the rest. Just do what God say, do, say what God say to say, and he will do the rest. He will and lead. He will lead and guide you into your purpose, the blessings that he has for you, all of those things. You don't have to follow behind these individuals that's saying anything and doing all these antics just to keep you entertained, because that's all they're doing, keeping you entertained and keeping you away from your purpose. But know that I love you guys. And until the next time we hop on the podcast together, Shalom.